And then a movement happens and the creative act begins, and they know that they are not doing it as the form, it moves through them. And when you look at some of the great creations, the redeeming feature of humanity, it has enormous madness there, but also some very great things. The greatest, of course, is the teachers of truth. They're the sublime achievement of humanity, is to see beyond delusion. But then come also those that created incredible depths and beauty through some form, and use music, or through words. But there's an essence there that is beyond mind. And you say, how could a human being create such a sublime work? And the answer is, it's the little human being didn't create it. There was an opening into universal intelligence. And so those creative humans in their limited field enter that state. And it happens. And in most cases, those humans, when they move back into ordinary life, away from their creative field, are possessed again by the normal human unconsciousness. And so it's mostly with those people, only in that moment, that act of creation in their particular field, are able to enter that state. Einstein was able to enter that state. And this is where the great insights came, that no mind could have worked out. There's a leap here, that sudden insight that is not the result of thought activity. It is the result of cessation of thought activity. And then suddenly the insight came. We are not attempting to become great artists, although it may happen. This arises in humanity now as a continuous state of being. So your whole life becomes a work of art, even if you create nothing externally. So the challenges are extremely important that come, which is, again, the limitations that appears in this moment, and not to turn away from it, to walk through it, face it fully, say yes to it, and then see what happens. So there is one more seeming apparent obstacle that many human beings encounter as the new state, even as the new state of consciousness arises. And that obstacle is due to the fact that collectively humanity has created vast suffering for itself on this planet. And there is within the energy field of the planet, there is a residue of pain, the collective consciousness of humanity or unconsciousness of humanity, there is an enormous amount of human pain. And every human being has a share of accumulated human pain that they carry inside. Almost something, it's an energy field residue of pain from your personal life in this lifetime, children. Very few children don't suffer great pain. After all, you live in a relatively mad world. But more than that, human pain accumulated over thousands of years that is passed on in many ways, even genetically.